We got Paula Fuga, who's going to be in concert doing amazing, this unbelievable big show. Oh, I mean, we're talking big show.
She's the bomb.
Full band, and she's doing Aretha Franklin. I'm going to play the song here now while we do musical chairs in studio. You got to listen to this, okay? Because I'll tell you, it's hard. Again, it's like those things. Trying to imagine this isn't the same as hearing it.
Exactly.
Hatred.
If you want my loving, if you really do, don't be afraid, baby. Just ask me. You know I'm gonna give it to you. And oh, I do declare, I wanna see you with it. Just stretch out your arms, little boy. You're gonna get it. I love you, baby, I love you. If you feel you wanna kiss me, go right ahead, I don't mind. All you gotta do is snap your fingers, baby, and I'll come running. I ain't lying,
I ain't lying.
And oh, what you want?
Well, 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 I'll tell you something. I want to go to church. We're raising our hands and we're saying hallelujah in the studio here. Trish the Dish. And is this Paula on the line?
Aloha.
Aloha. Gosh, I love that. God, we just were listening to Baby, I Love You. And I mean, I'm just amazed. If someone played that and they didn't tell me this is Paula Fuga, truthfully, I would not have known that. Where in the world did that big voice of soul come from, Paula?
It came from the heavens above.
It did indeed. You know, I've known you. I don't know if you remember, but I was blessed to be able to have you play at the Maui Fair, and once you played over there at the Queen Kamehameha Center, always gracious, always beautiful. I mean, with so much style, but this is a new side of you coming out.
Oh, yeah. It's actually been around for a long time. I just haven't really, you know, like, I write my own songs, so the way that I write, my songs don't come out that way. But, yeah, I definitely have been into Motown and Aretha Franklin's music for my whole life.
Well, I have to say, you know, I was listening to some of your new album and the new songs, and I was at the Nohoku's, and I sometimes, you know, you have such a cool kickback, laid back delivery that sometimes people don't realize what a great lyricist you are. You write really good lyrics, Paula.
Oh, thank you.
No, I mean, really, I'm a writer. I write lyrics and things. And, you know, there's a real art to getting things concisely right there and get the feeling. And you capture in those few words, you do so beautifully. I think a visual aspect of what you're saying. And then, you know, this beautiful marriage of sorts of music that you have with Jack Johnson and Mike Love and everything just gets a vibe going that somehow really just people were able to just unbelievably understand and break through all kinds of barriers to play that music worldwide, right?
Yeah, it's such a blessing to be able to collaborate with guys like Mike Love and Jack Johnson. You know, like, I've learned so much from them over the years, musically and personally. So it's always a beautiful thing when I get to join them on stage for anything.
Well, I have to say, you blew me away at the Nohokus. First of all, congrats on that amazing purple gown you were wearing. You were regal. You were purplicious.
Congrats on the awards as well.
Congrats on the award as well. Oh my God! You know, you just it's like, I have to say, and of course Trish the Dish is here with me. It's like this. I couldn't help but think of when Lady Gaga met Tony Bennett, and all of a sudden something happened. It's like this other side of her came out, you know. And for me, that's when Lady Gaga started seeing the possibilities of this other aspect of herself. And I mean, you're going to be having the full, it's like, how many people in this band you're bringing to the Mac this coming Saturday?
Well, there's 10 musicians, and not including me. So it's an 11-piece band total, including me, and I've got 3 horn players, my own personal pianist that's in my band, Ethan Capone.
He's amazing.
MD for the whole show, and he's just like a really soulful guy, and he's so jovial and happy, and he's got a good heart, and I love him so much. And yeah, I've got really great people. The bass player is Mark Tanoi. He's a vet here in Hawaii, and he actually played bass and keys on my first album, Lily
Wow.
Toy. So
Wow.
That's really great, getting to connect with him and play with him again. And yeah, I got 3 horn players, Eldred Alo, Arthur Davis, and Reggie Padilla, who play with so many other bands, including Mike Love's band. And yeah, we're just really excited. The vocalists that I have are my favorite soulful female vocalists that are still coming up in the music industry here in Hawaii. Keilana Mokulehua, she was actually the most promising artist of the 2021 Nohoku Hanohano Awards. And she also won an award for R&B Album of the Year that same year. And we got Maile Soul, who is currently touring with Jay Boog and is a part of his band now. And she's also lent her vocals to many, many other artists for background vocals. She's like the number one girl you want when you're in Hawaii if you're going to make songs. Like, they call her first.
Well, you know.
And then Lana Kay. I've been playing with this girl, Lana Kay, since she was 17. In 2017, she joined my first Aretha Franklin tribute. And this girl, she is, like, amazing. She's so ahead of the game in terms of her knowledge of music and her understanding of it. She's been singing with her family band since she was 14. Now she's 22 years old. And, yeah, we're all together. Lana Kay is the only one who's been a part of every one of my Aretha Franklin tributes. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Thank you for supporting.
To bring it to Maui.
and for supporting women and for supporting those breakthrough.
That's the best part. Yeah. That's one of my favorite things about working with Paula is that she's always so supportive of bringing up these artists.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, like Jordan Soon opened from one of her shows and like he's doing really well now. And of course, these three singers are extraordinary.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
Were any of those singing with you at the Nohokus? You had two or three women with you on singing back up.
I had one woman with me singing. And so she's Kehlana Mokulehua. She's a part of the show, yes.
So
these three women are the backing vocalists on my album, Rain on Sunday.
Oh, really?
It's really special. I call them up whenever I have projects like this, and they're always so happy to be a part of it. And not only are they amazing and talented vocalists, but they're good hearted women. And zero drama, and that is my favorite thing.
Well, I do want to remind people the show is coming up real soon. It's this coming Saturday, and you can still get tickets on MauiArts.org. If you want, you could get tickets at the door Saturday. If tickets still exist, you can get tickets that day at the box office, not before, but the day of the show. I think they start selling tickets
$2 $39 to $59. Yeah. Super affordable. It's all ages. It's going to be such a great show.
Well,
an extraordinary evening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
piano, too. That's what I'm excited about. Ethan on the grand piano.
And you know what? I don't think people know this, but it's an independent production here.
Good. Good.
We had to rent out the Mac ourselves. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And this is my first time even headlining the Mac, headlining the Castle Theater for sure. And so it's just been a work of heart and soul.
Yeah.
You know, we put in a lot of time to make this happen. I'm learning so much as I'm going along, and I'm so grateful to have the support of Trish.
Yeah.
Who's been
love you
getting the word out for us and, you know, lining up all these interviews and everything. Thank you so much, Trish. But, yeah, I don't think that everyone realizes what a big deal this is for me. And so, yeah, I need all your guys' support. So get your ticket. Get a babysitter. Come out. Bring your wife. Bring your girlfriend.
Dress up. Bring them both.
Bring your wife and your girlfriend.
So tell me, doing a show you're such a professional, and you've done, I mean, thousands of shows, but doing a show like this, it's a big number, and it takes a lot more work organizing, doing the sound check alone on a show like this. It's very different than you getting up with your guitar and ukulele and doing a sound check with you and just a few people. So, I mean, this is, it's a huge deal to do a big show.
Hey, for me, the music part,
yeah,
the front of house, what you see on stage, that's easy. That's the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's hard is is all the background stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the getting the logistics, booking the flight,
yeah,
organizing an 11-piece band to come to to Maui from Oahu.
Yeah,
that's the hard part. Getting on stage and doing the sound check, that's a piece of cake.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
for me, I got that all day long.
Yeah.
The struggle is what people don't see,
uh-huh,
which is the countless hours of, like, planning and strategizing and, like, getting all the details dialed in.
Yeah.
Those are the things that are hard for me because, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm an artist.
I really just want to focus on the music. I wish somebody else picked up my show and said, hey, you want to play at the Mac? We got you, girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no, it's me. I wanted to do this. I asked Trish to help me, and we're doing it all on our own. This is a Mana Wahine production.
Woo.
And you know what? In planning this event, I actually started my own business called Mana Wahine Production.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Because you know what? It inspired me. It showed me that, number one, I can do this. I can plan whatever shows I want for my own self. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, and that's what changed for me during the pandemic.
Mm.
You know, I was content just getting booked and playing gigs. You know, I was busy. I didn't need to really go out there and plan my own shows. And then when the pandemic hit, all the shows went away, you know?
Yeah.
And then I started to realize that if I want to still be able to play music and not rely on anyone, I have to go out there and plan my own shows, which means booking the venue,
yes,
and dreaming up a production and pulling it off.
Yeah.
And
well,
so
you
that's
just
what I did.
You just came back from it. You just did a tour, and you were just didn't you just finish a
no,
tour?
No, she's coming up. It's coming
oh,
up.
Oh, it's coming
next
up
next week after this show. Yeah, next week.
So tell us about what you're going to be doing. Some cool places there. This is
Reno.
We stream this, so maybe people from other places are listening. Where are you going?
I'm going to the Pacific Northwest and the West Coast.
Oh, fun. So, but are you going to, you're going to just do yourself on that show? It's not the big band. It's just you, you're doing it with your own local band, or they're going with you, or what's on that tour?
Yeah, my musicians that I play with all the time.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be doing some cool places. You're going to some nice places that are going to be fun to do.
Yeah, she's doing the Reno Aloha Festival.
Yay.
That'll be the first one. And then I love the Coach House. That one's really great. Venice Beach. A lot of cool places.
Venice Beach.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm excited to get back out there because last year, three of my tours got canceled.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's another reason why I'm, like, so interested in planning my own shows, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like here in Hawaii, I basically doubled down on Hawaii
because
during the pandemic, a lot of people couldn't travel anymore. There was even some worry about flights, about people not being able to fly out of Hawaii, you know?
Yeah, so I remember.
For me, I thought, you know what? I want to create some really special events in my calendar every year that will anchor me here in Hawaii, because this is my support system, you know what I mean? Like, I always say, if you want to make it outside of Hawaii, you got to make it inside of Hawaii first, you know what I mean? You cannot leave Hawaii and, like, try to make a name for yourself if you don't have that foundation here in the island at home. You know, so,
oh, you're
about,
Paula.
Like,
you're loved. I mean, you are loved here in a way. You know that. I mean, you are loved. But
oh,
at the same time, I'm wondering, because it is, when I'm hearing you sing these songs, it takes a different kind of voice. You have to sing in a different way. I mean, first of all, you've got on these songs. You're doing big voice, so I would imagine you even work the microphone in a whole different way than you would. You'd be very close if you were doing your regular show. On this mic, you probably have to even be back some, or using different mics. Or, I mean, how do
you
adjust to that?
Well, it's all speculation for you right now, Cindy. The best thing would be for you to come and check it out.
That's
you know?
Like, yeah.
I don't know what you're thinking, how I attack a microphone, but yeah.
Exactly.
Come check it out. I don't really think about it in that way.
Uh-huh.
It sort of comes out of me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's what you call soul. Is that what you call it?
It's natural soul.
It's a natural.
Thank you so much, Paula. You're awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you this weekend. We're going to rock it.
Yeah, it's
you better come.
Absolutely. I
encourage all the women, you know, like, to come out, man. Aretha Franklin, she was such a an example of female empowerment, you know, with her songs, Respect and Think and all these other Do Right Women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really love her music, and the show is not about me. It's about Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, and about perpetuating her legacy and her music and bringing to Maui a sophisticated musical experience.
Yeah.
Maui hasn't seen me like this ever before.
Yeah.
And you know, I encourage everyone to come out. You guys are going to have a great time. And if you don't come, you're going to regret it.
FOMO. It'll be FOMO.
I am really thrilled, Paula, that you're breaking boundaries. You're doing what you want to do. And taking chances is a risky thing, you know? I mean, especially when you're doing it yourself with this thing, you know, booking and having Trish and everything do it. I mean, I know it's a lot of work. And I applaud you, you know, for what you're doing and expanding your boundaries beyond what you've been doing and taking those chances. It's, to me, it's very exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and also, don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, complaining about the work, because I do it because I believe 100% in my vision, in my dream of making this show so special at the MAC. I've been trying to get a date at the MAC for over 5 years.
Really?
So to finally have this date and be in a position to put on such a wonderful performance, a wonderful experience for the people of Maui, it just makes me feel so excited, and I'm so grateful because Maui is the single most supportive island of my entire career.
Oh, really?
And it's my favorite island of all. So
wow.
A lot of people
think she lives here. I love the people there on Maui. You guys have been nothing but supportive and loving and encouraging of me throughout my entire career. Every time I release an album, I do it first on Maui.
Really?
And I will always do it. I will always release my album first on that island because of the tremendous support that I receive from the people there. So thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you guys all on Saturday.
It's going to be a mind-blowing, beautiful, soulful night that is going to be one to remember. A lot of people will be talking about this for a long time. Come, I know you did your Oahu shows and blew people away there, you know. And this is going to be a big venue. So you
first time ever on Maui.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, very big deal. So I bow to you and what you're doing, and I can't wait to see it and hear it. And enjoy a big, big night of music and a big night of soul and a lot of powerhouse of singing, that's for sure. Absolutely. People are probably going to want to be getting up and dancing. They're going to bopping in their seats, you know.
They should.
Yeah.
It was so great to see people at the Blue Note standing up.
Were they?
Yeah.
Were they doing
it? Really
was that great?
The videos.
Yeah. Oh, how
they
wonderful.
They couldn't contain themselves. It was so fun.
Oh, I love that. Isn't that? That's where the power of music. I know, Paula, you always have believed, and I do too. Because my life has been dedicated to music and the power of healing with music. It has healed you. I know it's healed me. Music is magic, and I know you believe in that healing magic of music, and I think that's what you're bringing to the table. This coming Saturday night is the magic of Aretha Franklin coming through you here in Hawaii, which is, I mean, to be able to bring that magic back is so cool, because there was no one like Aretha. There was no one.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to experience her magic firsthand in 2017. September 3rd, 2017, she was 75 years old.
Wow.
She said on the stage she had been performing for 54 years.
Wow.
Her band had been with her for decades.
Ah.
And she passed away in 2018.
Yeah.
And she was laid to rest in the ground on September 4th, 2018. So I saw her exactly a year before she was laid to rest in the ground.
Well,
and I still carry that magic in my heart with me every day. And so that's what I bring. I actually do have some of Aretha's magic inside of me that I will share with all of you on Saturday at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, Castle Theater, 7:30. Ticket link at paulafugahawaii.com. Everybody, check it out. Get your tickets. Bring your mom, bring your grandma, bring your auntie and your sister.
Well, I have to tell you
the
story.
Bring your wife and your girlfriend. Yeah,
I have to tell you a little story. John Detz, our general manager, started a great radio station in Detroit, WABX. But when he was young, he went to the church where Aretha Franklin's father was a pastor, a minister. And Aretha would go to that church. And she began singing it, as you know, in that church. And he got a chance to see that.
Wow.
In Detroit. So, I mean, I know that you also got inspired and going to church. And it's like music for me is going to church. And like going to this show, this coming Saturday night at the Mac, is going to be like going to church,
<That's> right?
That's
right. Make sure you guys get your tickets. We're so excited. Thank you guys so much. Paula, thanks for taking time.
Yeah. We
talked to us today.
Great talking to you, Paula. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in.
Yeah. Have a great day, ladies.
Okay.
I'll see you on Saturday.
Okay. Aloha.
Much love. I love you. Aloha.